The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning. 50 degrees on the way up to a high of 66 inland. It's getting nice outside. It's crazy. It is the Fox World Travel Show. Rose Gray in, and she just came in walking on sunshine, all up and ready to go. How are you today?
I could not be better. Thank you for playing my theme song for today, because I am just over the moon. I get nothing but good vibes going on right now. Good. And so our buddy Alex, one of the things that happened within the last 24 hours is the CDC has revised, is that way of saying it?
Yeah.
Their travel guidelines. Mm-hmm. So what do you think, Alex? Let's talk about this.
Okay. So basically the updated guidelines for domestic travel, basically, if you are fully vaccinated, essentially, you don't really need to worry about anything. That makes sense, right? So if grandparents are fully vaccinated, want to go visit their grandchildren, the CDC says that's okay. They say you don't need to quarantine or test afterwards as long as you follow those recommendations while you are still visiting. So that includes like the distancing, the masking, all of that good stuff. If you are not fully vaccinated, it's a little different, right? So for like international travel, you're expected to quarantine yourself afterwards. If you are traveling basically anywhere, you're expected to get a test 3 to 5 days afterwards. So just kind of tweaking what the recommendations were before. But the thing is, if you're in an airport, you have to wear a mask anyways, right? So you're still having to follow all of these guidelines, whether or not you have been fully vaccinated.
So from a travel industry perspective, we're looking at this as a move in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
But quite frankly, Alex, as a news person, do you see any big, great, remarkable changes here?
No, not really. I think a lot of people have been traveling regardless. We know that, right? There's been averaging, more than 1 million passengers per day through U.S. airports for about the past week or so. So we know that travel is definitely picking up regardless of whether or not people are vaccinated. I think the big thing is obviously you still have to wear that mask when you're in the airport. You still have to wear that mask when you're on the airplane the entire time that you are in there surrounded by these crowds. And Rose, you know better than anyone, right, that airplanes themselves, pretty safe. The air circulates really well inside of there, and there haven't been a whole lot of issues tied to airplanes themselves. So the CDC just basically updating, saying what we all knew. If you're vaccinated, you don't really have to worry about quarantining or testing or anything like that afterwards. And again, good news for the more than 75% of Wisconsinites over the age of 65 who have gotten at least one shot, and some news that they can now go visit family safely.
Perfect. Well, thanks for sticking around, Alex. I just wanted to get the news perspective on that because I wanted to feel good about that. I wanted to just be like over the moon excited. But nothing's really changed because previously these were just recommendations. Mm-hmm. They recommended that you quarantine when you got home. They recommended that you take a COVID test before you travel. None of that was enforceable and none of it was required.
Yeah, I think it's just, like you said, a step in the right direction and a good sign with the rate of vaccinations here in the country that we are, again, slowly taking more steps back towards normalcy. But you know, it doesn't happen all at once. So
that's
these are
right.
Just new recommendations that are put out. Exactly.
Baby steps. And here's the thing. I would be remiss if I did not tell you that the CDC is still recommending that you do not engage in non-essential travel.
Yep.
So I'm here talking about travel, and I have to tell you what the CDC says. So there you have it.
But again, recommendation. People are traveling.
Right.
I mean, people are starting to get back out. We've been cooped up for so long, they're ready to go. So
that's
what this show is about.
That's
we'll still talk travel.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Alex, for sticking around a little extra there. We do want your calls. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Rose Gray in from Fox World Travel to answer any travel questions you may have. I see a text. We will get to that one after the break. We'll do it on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. 50 degrees on the way up to a high of 66 inland. My name is Dayton Koenig with Rose Gray. Colleen from Waukesha texted us on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. It says, Rose, we're scheduled to go with you to Norway in July, with Norway being locked down till May 1st. Do you know if you will cancel that trip?
Okay, this is on my laundry list of things to talk about today that are all good news. We got word very late this week that Insight Vacations is planning on operating our Danny Clayton trip to Norway.
Yay!
So again, we are all very skeptical, right? We don't, we're not the same people we were a year ago, but we feel good about this. We are reaching out to all the people that are on the trip to make sure that there's still a go and all of that kind of a thing. We have extended our ticketing deadline so that we have a little bit more wiggle room to make this happen. I got all of Danny's information from him yesterday with regard. His passport came. Remember, for those of you who listened last year, he sent his passport in application in February, and then of course it got locked down with the millions of others. So we are moving forward with the Danny Clayton trip at this time. You will hear from your travel advisor at the beginning of the week. We want to spell it all out for you so everybody knows exactly what's happening and et cetera, et cetera. But we feel like they're saying for Norway and Denmark, which are the two countries we're visiting, you either have to be fully vaccinated or have proof of a COVID negative test. And so we feel good about this. We're so pleased that Insight Vacations, one of our amazing partners, came through and took a stand and said, yes, we're moving forward with it. So at this point in time, for those of you who are on the July 6th trip with me and Danny and his wife, it is moving forward as planned. And the other amazing news that I have, several people did bow out last year after we gave them the option to do so. So there are some spots left on that trip. Danny has agreed to join us next week. For those of you who are missing Danny, he will be with me next week, and we will do a little overview of what that trip involves. If you want more information about the trip, foxworldtravel.com. You go to the travel section, you go to the Fox Group vacation section, and you can click on that particular trip and get the dates and get the details and get the itinerary. But Danny will be joining me next week in the first half hour of the show.
Awesome. Sounds good. So the website probably has some other information we need to know about.
Okay. Number four or five or whatever over the moon thing is happening to me today. I'm so thrilled to announce that there are actually job opportunities on our website.
Jobs?
It's hard to believe, but it's true. So if you, again, go to foxworldtravel.com, and if you go to that homepage and scroll all the way down to the bottom, you will see careers. And when you see careers, you will be able to see join our team. There are four openings listed on that page. And just because you don't maybe have travel experience, we are looking for a marketing coordinator. We are looking for a marketing proposal specialist. How about an experienced vacation travel consultant? And how about a vacation support travel supervisor? So we've got four positions open. And from that, you can probably see that we are experiencing a surge in our vacation department. Our vacation team is taking calls Monday through Saturday. Sunday's the only day we're not. Saturdays were 9 to 3. Monday through Friday were 9 to 6. 866-GO-FOX-GO. There are people standing by to take your call, and it's just a matter of the pent-up demand. Dayton,
it gives me
people
hope for the
go.
Future.
Yes.
Hope for the
yes.
future.
Yes.
Oh, this sounds so good. The weather outside is beautiful. Travel's picking up again. It's like we might get back to normal.
Whatever our normal might be is all I got to say. I cannot wait.
Okay, we need some phone calls here this hour. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. 1620. We do have texts to get to as well. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. 51 degrees. Going to be a beautiful Saturday. Easter weekend looking great. My name is Dayton Kane, in with Rose Gray from Fox World Travel, answering your questions. Do you want to hit the text line, or do we have something else we want to talk about
Bill,
first?
I just want to make one comment. Okay. I was on a webinar the end of this week, and Delta did make the announcement that the middle seats will be blocked until April 30th.
Okay.
And that's going to be the end of it. And so for at this point in time, they've just been moving forward by about a month or 2 months, saying we're going to extend. They had to stop. And I give them kudos for sticking it out as long as they did. Right. I don't know that that blocked middle seat was a deal breaker or a deal maker for any sales, quite frankly.
Sure.
But Delta has done everything right. Absolutely everything right from the very get-go. And so thank you, Delta. We love you. You're wonderful. But for the most part, the airlines have been doing what they've been asked to do. So thank you.
Well, and you know what? They need to make some revenue. We need to keep them open. We want to keep traveling. So let's open that third seat and let's make that happen. Okay, so let's go to the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. We would love your calls at 855-616-1620. Let's see, from the 312 area code, can you please recommend an all-inclusive resort in Cozumel?
Okay, so it's a little tricky not knowing all the details, because if there are no kids involved, I might recommend Secrets, because Secrets is one of the AM resorts that are very, very high end, good food. Everybody knows what to expect when they go to a Secrets. Now, if there are kids involved, that's not going to work, because that's an adults only compound. If you're looking for something, I would say that's probably in the hotel zone. The Malia is one of my favorites there. And then, of course, the Westin is also an all-inclusive there. There's also the Grand Park, which would be a more budget-type property. It's a high-rise. It's a bigger complex, but it's usually very affordable. So Iberostar, you can never go wrong with an Iberostar, and that's a family-friendly resort if you're looking for something like that. So, again, it kind of depends on what you're looking for. If you're just a dive freak and you just need a place to crash, or are you really looking to experience the entire island? You're not a diver and you're looking for more than that.
All right. 855-616-1620. You can listen on the WTMJ app or at WTMJ.com. So we get questions from all over the place. From the 978 area code, Rose, friends have invited us to join them in Kauai late April this year. The reopening Hawaii state website suggests we'd have to stay in one resort, or it's called Resort Bubble.
Yep. So what they've done, Kauai is very unusual in that they are making you quarantine in this resort bubble. It reminds me of what the NBA did last year. Remember how successful they were by putting their players in a bubble? Same kind of concept. So they're not kidding around when they're telling you exactly what this is going to be happening. On the 5th of April, I believe, is when that does happen. So we know what's happening. Hawaii is one of those places. Like Alex and I were talking about the CDC relaxing some of these guidelines. That's all fine and good, but each state still has the autonomy to make their own rules and regulations, and Hawaii has done that. So if you're cool with it, if you can stay in the bubble that Kauai is created for you. Kauai is beautiful. That's the one island of the four main Hawaiian islands that people often forego if they need to. If time doesn't allow or budget doesn't allow, and we say, okay, Maui, Oahu, the big island, Kauai, which one do you want to eliminate? It's almost always Kauai. And that's kind of sad, because it's a beautiful, beautiful island, but they're doing things differently. Each one of those islands is a different county, and they all have different rules and regulations. So, yep, Kauai is rejoining the Safe Travel Program for the Trans-Pacific, and it starts on the 5th of April.
All right, Gene, thank you for that question. From the 414, can you clarify the rules on mask wearing on Royal Caribbean? Does all public areas include the outdoor pool area?
Yes. So right now what Royal Caribbean is telling us is that when you are in a public area, you need to have a mask on. And that means if you are sitting at the pool, for those of you who have ever been on a cruise ship, not only Royal Caribbean, but any cruise ship, those chairs are next to each other. Now, unless they start doing some serious social distancing at the pool, which they may do, you would be very close to somebody. So you do want to keep that mask on the whole time.
Even unless it's open air?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Then they also ask, are vaccines and negative tests required before boarding?
It depends. There are different. Right now, we don't even know when Royal Caribbean ships are sailing out of U.S. ports. They're sailing out of foreign ports. They're sailing out of the Bahamas and they're sailing out of Bermuda to try to overcome these rules and regulations that the CDC has put down. So we've got different rules for every country that you're departing from. Right now, their new ship is going to be departing out of Israel. They've made a change to that. So the best advice I can give anybody is I read many, many news articles of people who did not use a travel advisor and are either stuck in quarantine somewhere or didn't know the rules. Our travel advisors have the most up-to-date information about your destination, how to get there, what's open, and what requirements there are.
I say it every week. I cannot imagine trying to do a trip right now and not going through Fox World Travel.
Right.
I mean, it just, I don't know.
Okay, so somebody pops in and says to me, okay, so Kauai is changing the rule on April 5th. You don't need to go to the bubble after April 5th.
Okay.
So that's what the April 5th thing with the Trans-Pacific blah, 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 blah. So, yay. No more bubble.
If you're wearing masks by the pool, are we going to get a new trend going in 2021? The tan line in the face with the masks going.
Or we have to figure out a way to make
a
new
look.
Trap door so you can get your straw in for your drink.
Those are so creepy. I've seen those. They're so creepy.
Well, speaking of Alex Crowe, it's time to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
It is National Don't Go to Work Unless It's Fun Day, and look it, we showed up. So that must say something.
We love our job.
I'm Dayton Kane with Rose Gray, taking your calls on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Question from the 920, what is the best time of the year to travel to Thailand?
Whenever it fits in your scheme of things. Oh. I would totally go January, February, March, just because it's beautiful and warm there, and I would be getting out of the Wisconsin weather.
Okay.
Kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Thailand is remarkable. Right now, you do have to do a 14-day quarantine, but I actually know two different people. I talked to my brother last night, and he has a friend that's there for 3 months, and then I also know somebody who quit. He sold his business in Arizona and knew this is what he was going to do, go live in Thailand, because it's
really
so remarkably beautiful, so affordable, and he knew that he was going to have to basically quarantine for 14 days upon arrival, which he did, and now he's on the move.
Yep. Huh.
Beautiful islands, Koh Phi Phi, Phuket, off of the mainland or off of the, yeah, it's just it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. Of course, Bangkok is Bangkok. You could see it. You can go to the Emerald City and all of that kind of thing. Once you're done with that,
right,
leaving Bangkok is probably a wise idea. Go up north to Chiang Mai.
855-616-1620. Isaac is in the producer's booth waiting for your phone calls on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk.
Because otherwise, we're just going to talk and talk
we're
and talk.
Talking. Another text came in from 414. Any thoughts or prediction about going on a safari in August?
August. With the variant, the South African variant right now, I'm concerned that that's a little too early. I know some people have done it that did all the rules and restrictions and made it happen and said they did not feel it was a compromised experience in any way, shape, or form. It's just a matter of whether that variant shuts South Africa down.
Okay. Somebody asking you to be Kreskin here. Had
okay.
The trip planned to London and Paris planned for 2020, had to cancel, now planning 2022. Do you think both destinations will have sites open?
Yes. I can say unequivocally, I feel very good about 2022. 2021, we're in that area where like August, September, I'm a little bit concerned about that. As we move forward and as things get under control and as we have some kind of communications vary between the various countries and things open up a little bit, I'm feeling hopeful.
Okay. From the 414, this is an interesting one. Flying to San Antonio with Southwest Airlines, they require face masks on children 2 years and older. We have a two-year-old. How do you expect a two-year-old to keep a mask on their face?
Yeah, it's tricky. I'm going to tell you right now. I actually was just talking to my boss on a trip that he took in February, and his two-year-old doesn't know what it's like to live in a world that is not a pandemic, because he was an infant and then he became, you know, a toddler during that time period. And all you can do is try. The flight attendants are super duper kind, but they're going to ask you to continue to try. And I'm going to tell you a little secret. And this is not just about face masks. This is about anything in general. If you ask your kid to do something on the airplane, they might give you some back flack. But if a flight attendant leans in and says to your kid, can you put that mask on? Or, honey, you need to put your mask on. Or it doesn't even have to be about masks. I mean, I one time had an unruly child whose name shall remain anonymous, Andrea, who would not put her seatbelt on. She just got Bucky on a plane when she was like three and decided she wasn't putting the seatbelt on. Right. And I was alone with her. I don't know why my husband wasn't along, because he's got more, he's better at it than I am. And the flight attendant said, I'm sorry, you're going to have to put that on. Man, she had that seatbelt on in 30 seconds or less.
I wonder why that is. Just so used to mom telling you what to do that you don't pay attention, but then when somebody else does it.
Right. And so with the flight, I have traveled with children during the pandemic, and I have, none of them have been two, but two of them were four. It's just a matter of you just have to keep reminding them. Yeah. And of course, the other thing is, if you're actively eating or drinking, you may have the mask down. So what?
Just keep letting them eat Cheerios the whole flight.
Exactly.
All right. It's the Fox World Travel Show. We need to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to Al in Milwaukee with his question. 855-616-1620 is the line. Give us a call. We want to hear from you on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. I'm Dayton Kane in with Rose 52 on the way up to a high of 66 inland. Al from Milwaukee's been hanging on with us. Good morning, Al. What's your question?
Morning. Yes, I'm going to the BVI April 21st through St. Thomas. And there's requirements for COVID test within 3 days of arrival in St. Thomas, the BVI. And how do I get a test result back fast enough without paying for the rapid test? Because insurance won't cover that.
Right.
Mine won't.
Here's an example of what I am dealing with right now. We have a number of movements, as we call them at Fox World Travel, groups of people who are traveling to Hawaii this weekend for various reasons. We have a couple of meeting groups that are actually moving, are actually traveling. And so we need to have backup people in the event that one of our tour managers would happen to get a positive COVID test. So I needed to have a COVID test that was not more than 72 hours old at the ready, so that if I get the word that one of the other tour managers happens to test positive, I have a negative COVID test. So I went to my local Walgreens yesterday, and they told me I would have my results within 2 days.
Oh, okay. So Walgreens, that's their typical turnaround.
Right. So what you need to do, though, is you have to have an appointment, because these are drive-through events. I was just talking to Alex off the air right before we took your call. He did the same thing at CVS. Not all Walgreens and not all CVSs are set up for these, but many of them are, and they're drive-through, and they literally give you the packet and walk you through it in the drive-thru. You swab your own nose for the PCR test and put it in a vial, and you give it back to them, and then you will have your results in 2 days.
How do you receive the results?
Via email.
Okay, and then what do you have to take with you?
You just
your Hawaii trip or my.
You just download that email.
Or print it off.
Or print it off. Yep.
Take either phone or email then.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Excellent.
All right. Thanks.
Good
Al.
Luck.
Good travels.
Thanks.
Deb in West Bend says she's interested in a group trip to Savannah. Is there anything like that that you guys do?
Yes, certainly there are group trips to Savannah. Fox doesn't happen to have one right now. How do you find what group trips Fox does have, you might ask? Well, you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, and then you check out Fox Group Vacations. And there you will see our 2021 calendar. Tours for 2021. I promise you, I know many of you are waiting with bated breath to find out what we're doing in 2022, and we're having a little bit of a challenge getting some of our contracts in place, but we are working diligently so that hopefully in the next week or two, I'm going to be able to announce what's going on. Check this website all the time, because things change. As I said, we don't have anything as a group travel with Fox to Savannah, but that area is very, very popular. And we have a number of tour operators. Globus, for example, comes to mind. Cosmos, which is their sister company, do have trips that include that area. And although you would not necessarily be with all Fox people, it would be group travel with a tour manager. And with that being said, as I'm scrolling through our group page, I do want to point out the Hawaii trip for 2022 is sold out.
Wow.
Yeah, we
nice.
Sold out that trip pretty quickly. But just above that, which is the absolute last trip before we get to the 2022 teaser, you will see two exotic trips I do feel like I want to mention. One is Voyage to Antarctica with Rose Gray. I heard my buddy Steve Scafidi interviewing John Mercure yesterday, and he said they talk travel, of course, because John's a big traveler, and they asked him what his dream trip is, and he said Antarctica, and I said, I'm going!
Yeah,
I'm
there you
going.
Go.
So January 17th of 2022, I will be going to Antarctica. We are more than half full on that trip already with some wait lists and some of the lower categories of cabins, so please, if you're interested, reach out. And then also, Colleen in 2022, October of 2022, is doing Egypt. Now, this has moved from 21 to 22, and I was able to do Egypt in 2018. One of the most memorable, spectacular trips I've ever done. So if you're looking for something a little out there and a little farther down the road, 2022, we've got Antarctica in January and Egypt with Colleen in October.
FoxWorldTravel.com. Go check it out. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. I wish air travel went as fast as this show goes, because we only have one segment left. Get your questions in for Rose on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
About 6 minutes left in the show. I'm Dayton Kane, and with Rose Gray, we're going to jump right over to the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line to Bob in Milwaukee. Good morning, Bob. What's your question?
Good morning. Hi, Rose. I'm just curious, the couple they had on TV a couple days ago or maybe a week, going to Jamaica on Delta, they were refused boarding because they didn't have the right COVID test. They got it from Walgreens. Is there a problem with the two types of tests, boarding and going someplace?
Well, each country is different. And so you have to make sure that you understand, do you need an antigen test? Do you need a PCR test? Do you need an NAAT test? What are the requirements? And I feel very bad for this couple. I feel extremely bad for this couple because they basically must have had wrong information, bad information, didn't get what they needed. I'm not sure. In the end, it is my understanding that Delta Airlines did go above and beyond and give them an opportunity to get on the plane a couple days later to make sure that, you know, they still got to have part of that vacation. So they got an NAAT test, as I understand it, and Jamaica requires a PCR test.
Okay, because I think the guy said he paid $160 a piece for that test.
Okay.
So that was one of the...
Mine, and mine was free. I mean, I even had my medical card with me because they did say on my email that I got when I made the appointment at Walgreens, you need to have your medical card along, and nobody even asked for it.
Okay. Now, one real quick question about Egypt. Have they opened up the Grand Museum for tours, and are the tours going to be going into the Grand Museum? The old one.
Right. We can only hope. I don't know that it's completely and totally opened yet. That has been taking way too long. We are very hopeful that when Colleen goes in October of 2022, everything will be on the up and up, and all the things will have been moved from the old museum to the new museum, and we will be at the new museum.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
All right, we have a question here on the line from, Connie in Manitowoc just said CVS turned around hers in one day.
There you go.
So there are ways to get them done. Flying to Tampa first week in October. Prices all over the board now. In your crystal ball, book now or wait?
Book now. I'm telling you right now, these prices are only going to continue to rise because people are desperate to travel. And so the deals are probably not going to be a reality anymore. People want to travel. The airlines need to make money. If you see a fare that looks respectable, I would get on it immediately because we are seeing that hotel rates are skyrocketing. Cars, if they're available, are higher than they've ever been before. And again, some people are like, well, this is just gouging the American traveler. Here's the thing. They haven't made any money in a year. Yeah. We have to recover some of this. And so if you see something that looks attractive, go for it. I cannot stress enough, use a travel advisor. We know what's real. We know what's a scam. We know what car companies are good. We know how to get around some of these things. One of our callers last week had a question and said that he had read or heard that if you prepay your car, you're more likely to actually have a car. I tried to dissuade him from that. But what I will tell you is this. If you're willing to, A, become a member of a major car company, National, Avis, Hertz, one of the big ones, right? And be a member, like a card-carrying member, you may pay a little bit more for your car. But now you're a member. Now you're a loyal customer in their mind. And you may get some perks and advantages that others don't get. For example, they've got your driver's license and your credit card in their file. You can walk down to the parking garage and pick up your car oftentimes without even stopping at the desk.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know. But again, is that a bargain? Not always. But what's your time worth? What's the convenience of that worth?
Right.
I mean, that's what you have to look at.
All right, one more question off the text line here. Taylor in River Hills says, since we can't go to Asia, we are scheduled to go to Romania on June 1st for 1 week. No visas required for stays less than 90 days. Are there any travel restrictions from the U.S. to Romania?
Not that I'm aware of, just to have that COVID test. I cannot stress enough that people need to make sure that they feel comfortable, that they know how they're going to get that negative COVID test in the country that they're visiting to get back into the U.S. in a timely, affordable manner. That they've got that planned ahead, that they're not just traveling to a country and saying, we'll figure it out when we get there. Do you know how you're going to get your COVID test to return to the United States? That's my biggest
big
question.
Deal. Yep. All right, we have 1 minute left. Rose, tell people what they're going to find at foxworldtravel.com.
Probably the most robust, wonderful website of all times. This is where you can find out about business travel. This is where you can find out about vacation travel. This is where you can find out about our group destinations. And this is actually where you can also find out about careers at Fox World Travel. You go to the homepage, and at the very bottom, you will find careers, and that is where new job postings are happening weekly. So
crazy. You're hiring in the travel industry. That's a good thing. That's a good sign.
Just one of the many reasons I'm walking on sunshine, Dayton.
All right. I am not going to be here next week, so we will talk to you in 2 weeks.
Right.
As always, it was a pleasure. Thank you for answering all our questions. Danny Clayton and the crew with Annex Wealth Management in next with Money Talk after we get an update from Alex Crow in the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.